This week's Torah reading is called Story, Chronicles, etc. And it talks mainly about one character, which is called Yitzchak. Now, when the Torah starts talking about this character, it uses a very strange expression to which there are many explanations. I would like to share with you some of those explanations and a Hasidic explanation that gives us a very deep meaning and understanding of what's really going on over here. Now, the Torah says, this is the story of Yitzchak, the son of Abraham. And right away, it says, Abraham begot Yitzchak. Obvious question is, if we already know that this guy is called Yitzchak, the son of Abraham, why do you need to say that Abraham begot Yitzchak? It's an obvious thing. Many explanations. One of them, since he was called Abraham, because when he was born, he was called Abram, and he couldn't have children with Sarah. Since the moment that he was called by God, Abraham, with another letter in the middle, a hey, whatever in the middle, then he got Yitzchak. This is one explanation, but still doesn't really explain the repetition. So another explanation, because people would say Abraham cannot have children with Sarah, forget it. Sarah got a son with Abimelech, with another person, and not with Abraham. For whatever reason, they couldn't have children together because Abraham had other children, but he couldn't have with Sarah. Therefore, God made the face of Yitzchak look just exactly like Abraham. So when you read the verse, it would say, Yitzchak is the son of Abraham, of course, because that's his name, Yitzchak, son of Abraham. And then Abraham really had Yitzchak. You should know that their faces look exactly the same. That's another explanation. Another one, Abraham actually raised Yitzchak. Because you could say, maybe Sarah did it alone, maybe somebody else, etc. No. This guy is called Yitzchak, the son of Abraham. And you should know, Abraham was the main person that actually raised Yitzchak. And there are other explanations also. Like Yitzchak is the real son of Abraham, whatever. Many explanations. However, there's something missing, so to speak, like a bitter taste. Why? Because Torah is not just a book of stories. Yeah, very nice, the story of Abraham, Yitzchak. Okay, what do I care? You know what? I live in the year 2024, and my life is so different than the life of Abraham, Yitzchak. So what do I care about these stories? Yeah, but they had the same face. Oh, very nice, same face. And so what? So there has to be some teaching. Something we can use actually anywhere, anytime. It doesn't really matter. You can use it in your service to God. Something with which you can improve yourself beyond the fact that there was a guy called Yitzchak and there was a guy called Abraham and they had the same face or whatever explanation you want to give. And the idea is like this. The Hasidic thought talks about what's the main service of God that Abraham had? And what's the main service of God that Yitzchak had? We know that Abraham was a good guy. He expressed the kindness of God in creation. So his main service of God was love. He loved God and he loved people and he tried to share with people monotheism or whatever it was. This is Abraham. Actually, he was called Abraham Oyhavi, my beloved Abraham. He expressed the attribute of love. Very nice. Now let's take Yitzchak. Yitzchak is called many times Pachad Yitzchak, the fear of Yitzchak. Yitzchak personified, he actually expressed fear of God. He also liked people, etc., etc., but his main thing was constriction, severity, fear of God. So it's two different and actually opposing things. And you should know that actually these ideas of loving God and fearing God have actually two basic expressions, each one of them. So it's two, love and fear, there's actually four. What does that mean? There's a lower level of fearing God, which means I fear God because of punishment. Or I fear God because it's not going to be good for me if I don't do whatever God says, etc., etc. So I'm afraid of God. That's level number one. Then comes another level of fear of God, which is I'm not fearing God because I'm going to be in problems if I don't fear God. No, because I'm at awe. The greatness of God, the infinity of God, etc. It doesn't really matter about me. It's not about me. It's about Him. The first level of fearing God is, it's for me. I'm afraid that I'm going to be punished, I'm going not to have benefits, etc., etc. So I'm fearing God. The second level is because of what God is, not because of me. Same thing happens with love of God. There's a level of God, like a lower level of God, of loving God, that it's actually I'm loving because I want to have benefits. I want the world to come. I want to be well with God, etc., etc. I want to get the benefits. I want to, etc. Now, there's another level of loving God that is not for me. It's not for my benefit. It's because of what He wants. He wants to have a dwelling place in this world. He wants us to keep His commandments, whatever the commandments are, etc. So that's why I actually love Him for what He wants from me, and I'll do whatever He wants. He's a great guy. He actually gives and loves everybody. So why shouldn't I emulate Him? That's another level of loving God. Now, what's the order of these four different levels? The truth is that the order is the lower level of fear, then comes the lower level of God, of love, then comes the higher level of love, and then at the end, the higher level of fear. So now let's go back to our verse. Yitzchok ben Avraham, Yitzchok personified fear, the lower level of fear. He was the son of Avraham. Then comes the lower level of loving God. And then the Torah continues, Avraham elides Yitzchok, you should know something. The higher level of loving God is not the end of it. The higher level of fearing God. So you have Yitzchok, Avraham, Yitzchok. Fear, love, fear. So the Torah is telling us, you should know what? The way of serving God is like stairs. It has different steps that you can grow through these steps. But there's more to it. The truth is that each person has a nature, natural tendency to serve God in a certain way. The natural tendency of Abraham was loving God. Natural tendency of Yitzchak was fearing God. But you know what? A person has to work in himself or herself, whatever the case is, to actually go beyond your own nature. When are you really serving God? When you combine all these levels beyond what comes easy to you. And furthermore, whatever comes difficult to you, that's a proof. The fact that it is difficult to you, that's a proof that that's your avoider. That's your service to God. That's what you actually came to the world for. That's the reason why you came down, in order to work on yourself, to go beyond your nature and really serve God and not serve yourself. Because if you just do what's easy for you, you're not actually serving, working actively to serve God. You're just serving yourself because you enjoy it, because you like it, because it comes easy to you. When are you really serving God? When you do the things that God wants from you beyond the fact whether you like it or not, whether it's easy or not, and the fact that it's not easy, that's real service to God.